This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
I said I'd love to go to L.A. someday. We were supposed to go last week, except you know, we made a trip. Liz made a surprise trip. We didn't get to go. I got a lot of people saying, Ken, no. We'll see what Jason Lloyd says. Jason Lloyd joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jason, you're well traveled. You've been to LA many times. Should I go to Los Angeles?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Why wouldn't you?
Well, that's hard hitting stuff. Not nearly as hard hitting as what you said about the Cavs. What is your problem with the Cleveland Cavaliers, Jason?
Oh, all right. Let's wrestle. I was listening this morning. I heard you for the last hour talking about me. I don't always listen in the morning.
Good.
Sometimes it's a little hectic in here, but I turned it on because I figured you're going to be talking about me.
Well, of course I was going to talk about you because you wrote another one of these hit pieces about the Cleveland Cavaliers. I got a lot of problems with you right now, Jason. I got a problem with you your non-committal to tell me about whether or not I should go to Los Angeles. I got a problem with you hating on the Cleveland Cavaliers, and I got a problem with that awful, awful ensemble that you wore doing whatever you were doing live at the Q when you were speaking in some sort of an engagement where you look like a depressed lounge singer.
All right, listen, first of all, there's probably a lot of those floating around. That was those horrible stand-up videos when I was at the Beacon that we had to do at gunpoint 4 hours after the game when you're exhausted and all you want to do is go home and now you got to do a stupid video.
You watched basketball. I mean, you look like John McClane trying to get out of the plaza in that photograph.
But we only did those after playoff games. So that's probably at like 1, 2 in the morning we're shooting that. Like, come on. I didn't think anybody would ever watch that, let alone have it come back and haunt me all these years later.
All right. So what's your problem with the Cavs?
I don't have a problem with the Cavs. I'm just pointing out.
Not according to this article.
Well, I'm just pointing out what's there. Like, you know, for anyone who did read the article, I just pointed out that this keeps happening. It's a repetitive trend with the Cavs. And at some point, when do you stop excusing these isolated incidences and be able to explain off, well, LeBron was going to leave anyway. Well, JR was miserable. And, well, you know, Kevin had his issues. All of those can be true. Kevin Porter had his issues. All of those things can be true. But when you combine them, and this keeps happening over and over and over, why does this keep happening with this franchise? Why do they keep clashing with them? I didn't even talk about the Beeline disaster and the fact that they basically protested the head coach for months until John finally said, that's it, I'm out of here. Why does this keep happening with the franchise? That's all I said.
Well, let me play devil's advocate, as you know I like to do at times, Jason, that rebuilding in a city like Cleveland, in which you're not going to be able to bring in big-time free agents. Cleveland's never going to be on the list for any of those teams. Heck, it was barely on the list when we had LeBron James 11 different years. So given all of that, aren't these the normal bumps and bruises of a team in flux, especially one that went through all their assets to try to win a championship?
No. The normal bumps and bruises of trying to do this are what you're seeing play out with like Darius and Colin trying to figure out how to play together. Like that's the normal bumps and bruises. And in Porter was his own case. And I never blamed the Cavs for Kevin Porter, because at some point you have to be accountable for your own actions. And he just wasn't, he just didn't. And they tried with him. But part of the reason it didn't work is because they don't have the infrastructure to handle a guy like that. But he was a talent worth trying. They swung big on it, and it didn't work. Okay, fine. And if it was just one isolated incident, then, okay, you just chalk it up and move on. But it's not. And that's the problem. And, like, the Drummond thing, you should be able to see this coming from a mile away. As soon as they got Jared Allen, they should have had a decision made on what to do with Andre Drummond. Because this is a guy, he's never been in a very good culture. 9 years in the league, he's played on one winning team in the East. He spent his entire career in the East, and he's played on one winning team as an alleged focal point of the offense. He's playing for his numbers. He's playing for his next contract. Of course he's going to be upset when Jared Allen gets here. Like, they should have seen this coming. They should have had something in place done. He has very little trade value at this point because of the contract. Like, if they can move him at all, I'll be really surprised. So you probably just buy him out and move on. And the other fact, and I know that, you know, Woj framed it as it's peaceful on both sides and it's civil on both sides. And okay, maybe it is. But, you know, Kevin Love has had problems with this organization at times. He's been upset at times, represented by Jeff Schwartz. Andre Drummond, represented by Jeff Schwartz. Jeff's one of the most powerful agents in the NBA. I'm not saying there's an issue there. I'm just saying I would do my best to make sure that you keep the big power agents happy. That's all I'll say.
Jason Lloyd with us on the hotline, presenting a rosy picture about your Cavs. So they have lost eight in a row. Hold on now. They've lost eight in a row, and I was kind of the mindset that the early season stuff was fun, but did I think it was indicative of what was going to happen all season? Probably not, but I'm not going to poo-poo that great start to the season.
No,
but now as you've settled in and teams have settled in and they know how to beat the Cavs, they're not just losing. They're getting blown out. Are they in some tenuous moments right now for the entire organization? Like, what is Dan Gilbert or whoever is paying attention to the Cavs on a daily basis that would have some input, what might they think of what's going on as we speak?
Oh, it's not great right now, obviously. But we knew this was coming. Like, this shouldn't be a surprise. And I've said all year, this team is not ready. They're not ready. They're just not ready. They're not good enough. They're not ready to compete. And they got off to a good start, and that's fine. And they've done that in the past, where you get off to a sort of 500 start, and everyone thinks, hey, maybe this is the year. Maybe they turn the corner. No. Then the NBA schedule catches up with you, and the fact that these games just keep coming and coming and coming, and it's like you're underwater and you can't get to the surface. This is a team right now that needs to get to the All-Star break, number one. Like, they need to catch their breath. The NBA did them no favors dropping this Denver game on them on Friday. Like, that was a good point for them to just kind of get a couple days of practice in, catch their breath a little bit, flush this trip. They've obviously had injuries. You know, Kevin, I would expect Kevin to be back next week, more than likely. He just needs to get a good couple practices in, and I think he'll be ready to go.
Is he really going to play? Is he really going to play?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's going to play.
Okay.
Yeah. I would think next week. Probably next week he's back. But this is a team that just needs to get to the All-Star break and needs to catch their breath. They need a couple days on the beach. It's obviously they're just not competitive right now. But they do have the talent to compete. And I think J.B. Bickerstaff has done a great job from the day he took over. Like, they were not competing. They were playing like this last year. They were not competitive under Beilein. And from day one of J.B., they were competitive. And they were pushing teams, and they were in games that they wouldn't have been in before. They were winning some of those games. Like, that's what you want to see. You just want to see them compete right now. That's the stage where they're in. Just compete. And that was a really rough trip. You knew it was going to be a rough trip. It shouldn't be a surprise that it was a rough trip. And now, like I said, you try and get Kevin back. You catch your breath a little bit. You get a couple of days off. And you try and flush this, get it behind you. The Nance loss was huge. You know, he was having a really good year. He's really good defensively. But, you know, when you're not a very deep team, these are the issues that happen. One or two injuries can just wreck everything.
Jason Lloyd joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Colin Sexton, max contract. Yes, no, your thoughts?
No, that would be insane. That would be totally insane. The problem, there's a lot of problems there. And listen, it's a valid discussion. If I'm Colin and his agent, I'm asking for the max. I'm telling him, listen, you've been telling everyone for 3 years how great I am, how wonderful I am. Now you get to pay me like it. Because Jamal Murray got a max contract, De'Aaron Fox got a max contract, but Fox is at least a legit point guard. Like, he's a true point guard. The problems with Colin are never going to change. Like, unless he grows 4 inches or 5 inches and grows into, like, a viable two guard in the NBA, he's a 6-foot combo guard. And this is the funny thing about this, because the Cavs actually nailed the pick. Like, they did a really good job with the pick. He's a good player. He's a really good player. He's not in the right role. And if they would just give up on this idea, because right now Darius and Colin are getting each other's way. And it's funny because when I'm watching the Cavs, it's like flashbacks to 2012 all over again. It's like watching Kyrie and Deion all over again. But the big difference is Kyrie and Deion couldn't stand each other. Like, Deion hated Kyrie, couldn't understand why everyone thought Kyrie was this great player. Deion thought he was better and wanted to be the guy. And Kyrie couldn't understand why this dude was, like, coming at him the way that he was. That is not the case. Like, these are two really good dudes in Darius and Colin, by all accounts. Like, that's not the problem. The problem is trying to play two ball-dominant guards together, and it's just not – like, they're just getting each other's way. And if Colin was a better point guard, like, if he had better handles and he stalled the floor better and he could run it better, make him the point guard and pay him the max. But that's not his game. And if he was 4 or 5 inches taller and he was like a real shooting guard and, you know, could guard and you could do things with him defensively, pay him the max. But Colin is what he is. He's 6 foot tall. He's a combo guard. And as long as they keep trying to ram this through and make this work, you're going to have this problem. And now you put yourself in a position where, what are you going to do with this guy? Are you really going to give him that much money? I think that would be a disaster. I don't think that's the right decision. I think there's a lot of people in the organization who agree with me on that, and there's probably others who do want to pay him and give him all that money. But it's a decision that's coming sooner than later, and I'm fascinated to see how it goes.
One last question on the Cavs, because we have some Brown stuff pressing. Are we going to hear from Dan Gilbert? We haven't heard from him in a long time.
No, I don't think so. Dan is, you know, I'll say this, Dan's still got a long road ahead of him. I don't think people understand how severe the stroke was. I don't think people know how long of a road he had in front of him. You know, he's still in a wheelchair. I just saw the other day, and I had missed it at the time. He had made an appearance on CNBC 6 months ago when Quicken went public, and he did a thing with Squawk on the Street before the opening bell, and he looked good. Like, he looked great. They had him in a suit. He looked really, really good. But I just don't think we're going to be seeing from him or hearing from him anytime soon. But I could be wrong. They might put him on a Zoom. But, you know, we have not – the Cavs, you know, he hasn't done any Cavs media, obviously, since the stroke.
What's the biggest priority for the Browns this offseason? Go.
Well, it's got to be defense. You know, I'm all in on J.J. Watt. You know, I think it's great, but, you know, I just hope fans are realistic that this isn't MVP J.J. Watt. But, you know, how much does he have left? I don't think anybody really knows that because of the situation that he's been in. But the one thing that was really interesting to me, I think it was Jake Trotter. I'll make sure I can get it right. I think it was Jake who a couple days ago tweeted something about edge rushers who were facing double teams, but with high win pass or pass rush win rates. And JJ was just as high as Myles Garrett and Bosa and some of those other guys. And that really surprised me. So, you know, you put him on one side, Miles on the other, and turn him loose. Yeah, sign me up. But I just be realistic that this obviously isn't the MVP of a few years ago, and he's had a ton of injuries, but bring him in. Go ahead and pay him what he was going to get in Houston. I mean, it's only about, what, $5 or $6 million more than they paid Olivier Vernon last year. And, if you would rather have Olivier Vernon last year or J.J. Watt plus $6 million this year, I'll take J.J. plus the six.
Are you sick and tired of hearing about the Odell Beckham speculation?
Well, that's always going to be there. You know, like, two things can be true, right? Like, he can be a terrific talent, a game-breaking talent, and he can also not have great chemistry with the quarterback. Like, both of those things can be true. And I think they are true. And for whatever reason, you know, I heard Mary Kay earlier, and it's a fair point. You know, Kevin and Baker just sort of figured each other out and kind of hit a stride. And maybe it's a coincidence that happened when Odell was not on the field. But you can only go by what you see. And what you saw was, and there were times when Odell was out where I thought, man, they could really use him right here in this situation. You're having trouble moving the ball, just get it to 13 and let him go make a play. There were absolutely times in the second half of the season where you could just feel that he was missing and that they really could use him. But there were a bunch of other times where Baker was rolling and that offense was looking really good. And I just don't know, you know, I just don't know with that, with the cap hit, I don't know what you're going to get for him if you do try and trade him and move on from him. I don't know what the appetite is of other teams to take on a guy like that coming off the injury that he's coming off of. But, you know, I wrote it during the season, and, you know, I say it again, two things can be true at once. He can be a terrific talent, and he can fit not quite right with this offense, and I think both of those cases are true.
I don't think it is. I think if Baker Mayfield could have gotten better in the second half, I think Odell Beckham Jr. could have gotten better in the second
Maybe.
Half.
Maybe. You might be right.
You said you listened the whole hour, so I don't need to say it back to you because you knew what I was going to say. You did. Yeah, you did. You see how that works? When your friends tell you they're making huge money in stocks, crypto, or digital trading cards, what's your reaction, Jason? Yay, my friends are savvy, or muting them on everything?
I want to know what it is. I'm addicted to the stock market right now, actually.
You are.
So, yeah. I want to know. If they're making money, I want to know on what. I want to know what it is.
All right.
CCIV, that's a good one. Want me to start giving stock tips?
On the air?
I'm sure it'll have the exact same impact as David Portnoy.
It's Portnoy.
Huh?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. EV stock, that's where it's at. Electric vehicle. Lithium, batteries. I'm all in.
Are you trying to send me to jail like Martha Stewart? What's your problem?
We're just having a conversation. We're just two guys talking. Ain't nobody listening. Right?
It's true.
What about cell phones? You were cutting out as you were giving stock tips.
Yeah, you cut out somehow.
It's the stupid headset I'm on. It keeps cutting out. I'm sorry.
No one else is listening except for the Lehman Brothers. They're all in. All right, Jason, thank you.
I'll see you guys.
Jason Lloyd joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I got a question about that whole jealousy thing when we come back. And I have a theory coming up at 9:40. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.